High schoolers from across the state will convene in East Lansing on Friday for the annual Michigan Poetry Out Loud Championship. At the event, students will recite famous works from memory. Judith Dworkin of the Michigan Humanities Councils is the Poetry Out Loud officer for the state. She's with us now in the current state studios. Hi, Judith.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And joining us by phone, Eric Hammerstorm, who teaches language arts and AP English at Marquette Senior High School. Many of Eric's students participate in the Poetry Out Loud program. Eric, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Judith, tell us about Poetry Out Loud then.
Sure, Mark. So Poetry Out Loud is a national poetry recitation competition for high school students. It's put on by the National Endowment for the Arts and is brought to Michigan by the Michigan Humanities Council and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. We give out curriculum material to high school teachers all over the state, and in turn, the teachers implement poetry into their classrooms, and at the end they have a school competition to select a school champion to come to the state finals, which will happen tomorrow.
Is it largely does it focus on performance then, or what?
It focuses on performance, yes, but also the bringing the poem to life on stage. So it's the student's job to make sure that the poem is being recited in such a way that the audience feels the poem and understands the poem.
Eric Hammerstorm, tell us about how your students feel about participating in this, and give us your angle on this event.
Well, the kids really embrace it at different levels. Some of them find for the very first time a spot on the stage in the spotlight, where some of our students who haven't been varsity athletes or have not made it to center stage in terms of class president or other things, they get a chance to shine. And there's a state championship for people who recite poems. That's pretty exciting. And a lot of those kids are left out in a lot of programs in schools. We have a student who, for the first time, she's heading off to a state championship. It's going to be a fantastic experience for her. Not only that, today's an age of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The spoken word is often left out of all of that, and this brings it back and makes it important to kids.
How are your students' attitudes in general when you teach a poetry section, Eric? How are your students' attitudes in general? Are they there because they enjoy poetry already, or do you find that some of them actually resist opening themselves up to poetry?
I think students who have experience with music, it's much easier to connect with them. So students who have had the opportunity to study art and music as kids, it's easy to tie in, because poetry really is music. It's, but your voice is your instrument. And we're fortunate in Marquette. We have a fantastic music program at our high school. Our choral program is great. We have an awesome jazz band and a great orchestra. And so for those kids, It's an easy transition, and then they just use their voice as the instrument of the poem. For other kids who haven't done that, it's a harder leap to make.
Judith, geographically, where do your participants come from?
So they come from all over the state, actually. We have schools as far away as Houghton, Eric and Marquette.
That's about as far away as you can get.
That's right. And
Michigan.
And then a lot from Detroit, Grand Rapids, and mid-Michigan as well.
And Eric, there is such a strong emphasis on STEM. Do you ever find any of those STEM students in a poetry section that you teach?
Sometimes, but it's hard to... When kids are thinking about school as a way to get a job with a big paycheck, it's really hard to sell poetry to them if that's the mindset.
Yeah.
I was a poetry major, and now I've, off of my poetry, I've made $5, a pitcher of beer, and a free pizza. And so, but you can't put a dollar amount on finding the right words to say to someone at an important moment
sure.
in your life.
Sure.
And, but you also can't buy that. And, you know, it's an intangible. It's, but it's a very important thing that I think has been lost to a lot of people.
Oh,
and
it
that's
can be,
why
it can
I,
be
I'm glad that Poetry Out Loud and the Michigan Humanities Council see the value in that. And I try to teach that value to kids. I think they'll get it. Maybe not for 10 years, but they'll get it later.
Interesting. Judith, what poems do students typically like to pick for this event?
So there's a whole range. The students can pick poems from a national anthology that is online with the National Endowments for the Arts. And there are hundreds and hundreds of poems. Ones that I've seen, it seems that Jabberwocky comes up every now and then. Also, A March in the Rank of Hard Pressed comes up a lot as well. But there are really, really hundreds of them. Students tend to try to pick the more challenging ones because one of the criteria of the judges is to judge the level of complexity of the poem as well. So if they do choose more challenging poems, they get more points on their recitation.
How many years back does Poetry Out Loud go?
So in Michigan, this is our ninth year, and nationally, it's in its 10th year, I believe. But we've been doing it in Michigan for 9 years. We'll celebrate our 10-year anniversary next year.
What's the trajectory in terms of interest and participation? Has it gone up, or is it a challenge to reach out and connect with young people who want to participate?
Actually, the program has grown since we began the program in Michigan. In the beginning, we started off with maybe 10 high schools, and then as the program grew, we moved to 20, we moved to 30. The fall applications, we get over 50 schools applying to Poetry Out Loud, and then who implement the curriculum in their classrooms. And then we have at least up to 40 students who will come to the state champions. Each year, the students become more and more savvy, and so the competition becomes harder.
Eric, how actively, how vigorously do you talk up the Poetry Out Loud program in your classes?
Well, we do a little bit with it in all of my classes, and there are really four out of our six English teachers in Marquette are pretty into it. And so all of my kids do classroom-based activities. They don't all advance to our school championship, but the kids who are really good, they're begging to get into that competition level in front of the whole school in the full theater. It's great. We have, you know, every seat full, and, you know, cheers and people hollering and for poems being recited. This year, after two rounds of poems, we had a tie. It was like 287 to 287, and somehow with four judges judging, two people tied, and so we had a showdown, a poetry recitation showdown,
poetry smackdown,
tiebreaker. It was like, it was amazing. It was like, you know, like the shootout at the Olympics in Sochi with the Americans and the Russians. It was like that with two people out there. And it's pretty cool to see that happening for a couple of poems.
I'm sure the kids must respond to that an awful lot. It sounds emotional. Judith, if people want to attend some of these performances, what do they do? Where do they go?
So the state finals, they're free and open to the public. It will be tomorrow at the East Lansing Hannah Community Center from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We'll start with round one at 9 o'clock in the morning, round two at 12:30, and round three at 3 o'clock. We'll also have a poet performance by poetry duo Kinetic Effect out of Kalamazoo.
Judith Dworkin is the Poetry Out Loud Officer for the Michigan Humanities Councils, and Eric Hammerstorm teaches English at Marquette Senior High School. Judith and Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The state competition for Michigan's 2013-14 Poetry Out Loud program, again, will take place tomorrow at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center Auditorium. One of the students presenting tomorrow is Matthew Wiesner. Current state production assistant Kelsey Block spoke with Matthew, who's a freshman at East Lansing High School, about his upcoming performance.
So why did you decide to participate in Poetry Out Loud?
Well, Poetry Out Loud, I just thought would be a great opportunity to be able to express myself, to perform in front of an audience, which is something that I enjoy doing. It's just, you know, help build confidence, that sort of thing, which has been really nice.
What poem have you selected and why?
We have to choose three poems for our performance. The first one I chose is a thank you note by Michael Ryan. It's a very emotional, heartfelt poem. It's about a man who received pens from one of his friends for his daughter, even though his friend's son had died from cancer. And I thought it was just an emotional poem, something, you know, that someone can relate to with the loss of a loved one. It was all very touching, and I thought it was very nice. The second poem is called A Life and a Love by Robert Browning. It's a poem about how there's a man who is at his wit's end about this girl that he loves because he keeps chasing her and trying to, you know, impress her. And this girl just kind of pays him no mind, is better than him, really, out of his league. And so this guy just doesn't know what to do. And so he's, you know, kind of going crazy. We've all had an experience like that that we can relate to. And then my third poem is called Say Not the Struggle Not Availeth by Arthur Hugh Clough. It's a story about a general talking to his weary soldiers. They're getting slaughtered out there, pushed back. Everything is not going very well. And, you know, he's giving this inspirational speech that's saying, hey, even though we're doing bad, there's another day tomorrow. The sun is still rising. We can do this. We can keep out and hold out. And it's just a very inspirational poem. It reminds me of a famous Charlie Chaplin speech. And it's just really inspirational, which is what I love, performing in front of other people so I can inspire other people and in turn inspire myself.
Matthew Wiesner is a freshman at East Lansing High School. Matthew will perform with students from across the state Friday at the Michigan Poetry Out Loud competition, which is being held at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center.